This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? That's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey,
Atlanta,
man.
What's going on? It is Dukes and Bell. You there, Carl?
We are here. We are here. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. All right, so not sure what the technical difficulties are, but we hope you are having a great Friday. Man, we got a lot to chop up, a lot to get to. Chris is out today, Turtle Behind the Glass. Dom is in today, Mike, and I was just thinking, I said, Dom, what's your last name? He told me, I'm not going to share it, but I was like, when I hear the word Dom or I hear the name Dom, I think about Dominic Toretto from Fast and the Furious. And so we were having that conversation because it is a big movie weekend. We've been talking about Maverick coming out, Top Gun Maverick. So we'll get to all of that, guys. We got our tailgate at home today. Dukes and Bell, hashtag tailgate at home. So we want to send, you send your pictures to us. We'll get that all squared away as well. We'll talk about what we've got cooking for the weekend. Love Memorial Day weekend as it starts the summer. And Mike, we got a lot to get into, man, including the Braves. We're going to talk about the Falcons because our coach had some interesting things to say yesterday as, they were up at Flowery Branch, and we'll dive into that as well. This team, guys, continues to evolve and change, and there were some things said also about what happened down there in Uvalde, Texas, so we're going to get into that, what Coach had to say, because you're seeing sports figures talk about this. You're seeing coaches, and, you know, they're being asked. They're not, you know, just sitting up there and giving their opinion unless they're Steve Kerr, which, you know, he had every right to do that. But Coach said some things yesterday, and Mike and I want to dive into that. 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always text the show. You can find us on social media at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. All right, find us on the gram. And, of course, we're across all other social media platforms. We've been talking about these Braves, and hopefully we wanted to win this series. It didn't play out that way because last night it was just another bad game. But you got to give credit where credit's due. And Aaron Nola pitched, he pitched amazing last night for the Phillies, and Nola is a guy that with 10 strikeouts, one run, five hits, in an eight and a third of an innings of work. He was really good last night. And then, you know, sometimes you just have to tip your cap. Braves lose 4-1 Thursday night to the Phillies, so they split this series. Marlins come in for this weekend, and, you know, listen, we've been up, we've been down. Part of the problem last night, and I think Noah Cunha and Noah Ozuna, who was a scratch last minute, now, you know, last 45 minutes, I think, before the game started, Ozuna with an abdomen strain. We know Acuna was day-to-day. We knew that was probably going to play itself out where he wasn't going to be in the lineup last night, and he wasn't. But you're missing two of your big run producers, two guys that can produce. So five runners in scoring position all night last night, and part of the issue was that we couldn't get anybody home. I mean, you know, Brian Snicker talked about the fact that Aaron Nola was great, but we just couldn't get anything going offensively, and that was a big part of it. So I'm going to chalk that up to a good series, guys. Listen, Phillies, they're bad defensively. I would have loved to have won this series 3-1. I'll take a split. Again, when you look at the overall standings, Mike and I have been talking a lot about where the Mets are, where the Phillies are. We still have some work to do, but at least you didn't lose the series. And we've got to start stringing some series together. Part of this is, do you guys realize – we have not won, okay? We have not won three in a row. And this is kind of hard to fathom when you start talking about, okay, where this team is. But part of it is, you know, we haven't been able to string series and games together. We've not gone on a six-game or seven-game win streak. We've not won three series in a row. And so that's just been part of the issue. 404-741-0929, let us know what you think. Braves lose last night. They split the series. It was shutout ball all the way into the ninth inning, basically. And as I said, you look at this Phillies team and you go, they're not that good. But when they get good pitching like they did last night, there's nothing that you can do about it. Kyle Wright, I mean, tonight it's Ian Anderson. Wright last night, I thought he was good. Three hits, three runs. It was Will Smith who came in, and he inherited guys on base. So Kyle Wright gets charged for the three hits and three runs. But it was really Will Smith who gave up the ball. It was a two-run double in the seventh to Herrera, and that was really the difference in this game. But I thought Wright was good up until that moment where, you know, he got pulled, and then here comes the bullpen, and you're hoping that they can hang on. They weren't able to do it last night. Ian Anderson, as I mentioned tonight, 3-3 on the year, 4 ERA. We'll see what Ian Anderson, or as Mike likes to say, Mr. Anderson, will do tonight for the Braves. But I'm hoping that not only are we going to win this series this weekend against the Marlins, but also as we continue to move forward, you know, you start looking at the schedule, and I was just doing this the other day. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get Mike squared away here in just a bit, but I was looking at the schedule, just looking ahead. And part of it is you look at Marlins, then they go on the road, and you go on the road for a quick two-game set against Arizona. Then you're in Colorado, right, for three games. And then you get into the month of June. And then, you know, you get a day off, I think it's the 6th of June. And then you come back, you get Oakland for two, and then here comes Pittsburgh. And my point is, this is like looking at the schedule where you go, okay, you could really make a nice little run here if we could put a stretch of games together. But it's been hard, man. It's been difficult for various reasons, whether it's been hitting, pitching. We've talked about all the things, you know. And again, last night, Nola strikes out Matt Olson with runners on first and third to end the third inning. The night before, with runners in scoring position, we were money. Last night, we struggled in that area. So, you know, he retired his next seven batters. And that's what I was talking about. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap. Nola was really good last night. More on the Braves coming up, guys. We got a lot to chop up here on the show. We'll get to what happened with the Warriors last night because they are back in the NBA Finals. And I'm sitting there watching them beat the Mavericks. And I'm saying, I hope this is us. I hope this is us in 2 or 3 years. And what I mean by that is I hope we've put a team together and our stars have flourished enough that we become that. The Warriors are the organization that everybody wants to be because they draft it right, they develop their guys, and then they put other pieces around those stars. And really, that's the duty, that's the job that Travis Schlenk is tasked with now, right? You feel like you've got a superstar in Trae Young, check. Okay, we've got some other pieces. How good are those other pieces, and what else do we need to add? And you look at the Warriors and every championship run they've been on. Now this is the sixth finals appearance in 8 years. Every team's been different.
the one constant has been Draymond, Clay, and Steph. But there have been other pieces around these guys. You know, and early on, you go look at those championship years in 14, 15, it's a different team. And it's a different team now. And they're getting contributions from guys like Wiggins, who may end up getting a big opportunity somewhere else, because I don't know if the Warriors are going to be able to keep him. But they've done a great job, a phenomenal job of always replacing those integral parts. I just want us to become that. I'm hoping we can build around Trey, get those other pieces, and maybe we get. Now, listen, 6 and 8 years, it's a dynasty. If they win this championship, it's not even a question. Because probably they would have been in it in 19 to 20 if Clay doesn't get hurt. But you got to, it is what it is. You can't say that. So I think that when we look at the Warriors, that's who you aspire to be. And I'm not talking about Trey being Curry. I'm talking about how the organization has built a championship team and, more importantly, how they've supplemented those pieces. This is a big deal, man, for Travis Schlink and the Hawks this offseason to see where we're going to go. We're going to talk to Steve Koonin a little bit later on, Hawks CEO as well. But tonight it's Celtics Heat Game 6. I got to believe that the Celtics are going to be there in the NBA Finals. The Heat are too banged up. I just don't think that they're going to get there. So Celtics Heat tonight, Game 6. We'll see. If the Heat take it to 7, then you just flip a coin. Then it comes down to who you're going to get a great performance from, who might show up, who might not. Celtics better close this out tonight if they want to get into the NBA Finals. I just think all the momentum, everything's going their way. They went on the road. They won pivotal game 5. You got to come back now. You've got to close this out. And the other thing, too, for that is no matter if it's the Celtics or Heat, the Warriors are sitting there just waiting. I mean, the NBA Finals, and this is crazy, by the way, it doesn't start till next Thursday. Next Thursday? So if they win tonight, you get all this time off. Guys get a chance to get healed up. Warriors are going to get that anyway. So the quicker, the better. If you're the Celtics, if you're the Heat, you want to extend it and play a game 7. But that's a lot of time off between now and the start of game 1 in the NBA Finals. 404-741-0929. Can the Hawks do that? Can they become the Warriors when you talk about the makeup of the team, building around Trey, and doing it every year? See, that's the brilliance of Bob Myers, the GM there. And Travis Schlink was a longtime assistant general manager under him. But he's done this year after year after year. But the one thing is they had that stable of guys. And if you were to ask me right now, okay, who are our stable of guys? Do we have 3 guys that you feel, and again, they're not Clay, Draymond, and Steph, but you feel like, okay, these guys are steady enough that we are going to be able to have guys come in, be around these guys, and these guys will be the nucleus. See, we thought it was Herter, DeAndre Hunter, obviously, John Collins. We thought it was Trey. It's Trey, John Collins. It's unfair to really judge him because of the injuries and the playoffs and all of that, but you paid him a lot of money. So he's paid as such. Is he a 2 or is he a 3? I argue this all the time with Hawks fans on social media, he's not a 2. Okay. But is he a building block? Is he a piece that you keep and you continue to add other pieces around him? And then the DeAndre Hunter thing, we've gone back and forth. You guys know how I feel. I'm not convinced. He can convince me, and I don't think the Hawks are going to give up on him, but you can't show me what you did in the last game against the Heat and then play as you did off and on, sparingly, yo-yo style, up and down all season long. I can't buy in completely and wholeheartedly if you do that. So the last game, was that just an aberration, or was it something that, we can truly look at and go, all right, we can build on this. We can build on this. And DeAndre Hunter showed us exactly who he is. Cause if he's that guy, then I want to hear him. I mean, I want to see him. If he's that guy, I want to see him. If he's somewhere in between, I don't know. It might not be worth it, especially with the draft capital that's invested. He's the 4th overall pick. So we got some work to do this offseason, but the Warriors are back in the NBA Finals. 404-741-0929. We're going to get back into some NFL conversation as well. Everybody's talking about this Kaepernick workout and how well it went, but doesn't mean he's going to get signed. NFL Blitz is on the way, 3 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll hit some headlines next on Dukes and Bell.
Friday!
Hope you're having a great day. Mike Bell, are you there? Can I hear you, please?
Let's hope so. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, man. Hey, buddy.
All right. What's going on? You doing all right?
Yeah, apparently we did some upgrades on the system while... This is the last time you and I worked from home. We thought we could beat the traffic and work home from Memorial Day. So sorry, we lost the jive and the vibe for about 15 minutes there. But I heard almost everything you were talking about for a minute about the Bravos. That was a tough loss last night, as you said, man. Aaron Nola was just dealing it. We kind of squandered a good effort from Kyle Wright.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the ups and downs of the baseball season, but it seems like we just can't get on a roll. And I think that's been the most frustrating part for Braves fans is we keep waiting for, as I said, a few series wins. Can we put three series together? Can we put five, six, seven, eight wins together and go on that kind of run? And maybe it happens. Listen, there's still a lot of season left. We're at the end of May. We're about to turn the calendar here. But, you know, you do split the series, as we were talking about. It's Marlins up next. And this is, again, a series that you have to win. You know, the teams you're supposed to beat, you got to handle business. The teams that are of your equal, 500 or better, potential playoff teams, Mike, you just have to play better baseball. And, you know, the problem is we've not beaten a lot of the teams that we should be handling business against.
Right. I heard the comments of Kyle Wright. He was talking to Dave O'Brien after the game last night in the clubhouse. And, Carl, it kind of echoes what you and I have been saying for the last couple of weeks, trying to tell Braves fans, you know, get off the ledge, get back in the room, right? Don't do it. Kyle Wright says basically just isn't consistent enough yet. He says, I feel like it's coming. This team's too good not to go on a stretch, go on a run. How many times have you and I said that? He added that we're just scuffling a little bit after getting those two wins, but I still believe in this team wholeheartedly. And again, sounds like you and I and all the fans, Kyle Wright says, too much talent to not go on a run at some point.
Yeah, and if that happens next month where we do put a stretch of series wins together or six, seven, eight, nine wins in a row, we're going to get rolling. And, you know, but we're not a dangerous team right now. And last year, that was the deal. When we went on our run, you felt like we were dangerous, meaning no matter who the opponent was, we didn't fear anybody. It wasn't like, oh, well, I'm not sure what to expect tonight. You just felt like things were going to go our way. And we've yet to hit that stride this year. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Arthur Blank, Family Foundation. They put out a statement, and, you know, we've not really talked a lot on this show specifically, maybe on social media, about the shooting down in Uvalde. But, again, here our owner is stepping up and showing you what leadership is about. And I think, again, you know, I don't expect this from every NFL owner, but the Blank Family Foundation today granted $100,000 each to the Sandy Hook Promise and the Health Alliance for Violence Intervention. And, you know, there's a statement here. I don't want to read the whole thing, but basically he talks about mental health in our country. And it starts out with, once again, we find ourselves in an unbearable sadness of mass casualty event involving military-grade weapons across our country, and my heart aches, and, you know, for the victims. And then he goes into why it's important. So he talks about everybody coming together, government, business, nonprofits, philanthropy, you know, all play a role in addressing what is going on. So big kudos to Arthur Blank. And again, Mike, he always is trying to seemingly do the right thing, even if it doesn't involve his community.
Right. And yesterday at the press conference, you know, again, it's a difficult, it's not, it shouldn't be a difficult subject. It's pretty simple, but a lot of people in this country make it a difficult subject. But I love what Arthur Smith said yesterday, kind of echoing the sentiments of how you and I and so many people feel about how, you know, why can't we find some common ground and use some common sense, in essence, to paraphrase what he said to the media yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad because, again, you know, the whole stick to sports thing, it's stupid.
Right.
First of all, it is. We all live in this society. We all live in our community. When something happens in Atlanta, it affects all of us. So this idea that, oh, we shouldn't talk about it. No, we do. And Mike and I, we never run from these kinds of things. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, Uvalde, I'm from San Antonio. That's 80 miles from where I grew, you know, pretty much finished high school and grew up.
Right.
It's a small ass little town, Mike, that if you drove through it, you wouldn't imagine anything ever happening like that. And the point is, I've been so devastated just from the fact of the kids aspect. I was telling you yesterday, you know, Trent's in second grade. It's second graders, right. You know? So I'm just like a lot of people have said, damn, but we're not going to bombard you with that. But the fact that our owner and our coach are having the courage to answer questions and, more importantly, put out the kinds of statements that Arthur Blank is, and then backing it up, Mike, with money to say, here, I'm investing in this. I'm not just talking about it. I think it's a big deal.
Right. I'm with you. And as I said, if you want to get our takes, I got it on social media. And if you want to unfollow me, unfollow me. It's gotten to the point in this country where it's beyond the pale. And like everything else in this country, it should be something we could have a dialogue with and have a conversation. But everyone goes, unfortunately, into their corners and just immediately cross their arms and says, no way, I'm not budging. So nothing will change, which is ultimately what's going to happen here. Nothing's going to change.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Find us social media-wise. Mike Bell, ATL. I mean, put them up. See Dukes. And, of course, this radio show, Dukes and Bell, 929. Now, we got a lot to get to on this Friday. I want to get Mike's opinions coming up on what happened with the Warriors. We're going to let you hear from Draymond coming up in our headline segment. NFL Blitz. Lamar Jackson, guys, everybody keeps saying everything's good. He still doesn't have the deal in place that I think he's looking for. And as far as the Falcons are concerned, you know, there are some questions because they're making some moves. They've added to the running back room. So there's some things going on around the NFL we definitely have to dive into coming up at 3 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, is going to join us at 3:20. So stay tuned for that. We'll ask him about these Braves, looking ahead to the Marlins, and also all other things baseball related. As I said, Dom's behind the glass today. Turtles off. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins. Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Mike, Brian Snicker talking about Aaron Nola. Just say he was good. Tip your cap and go, you know, give it to him. That's what Brian Snicker did.
And, facing Nola, man, if he's on, man, he's rough. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He can locate. He can speed you up, slow you down, the whole thing.
Yeah, he was dealing. We were watching it last night. My mother-in-law is a big Phillies fan, so that was a joy last night, Carl. But my mother-in-law, two bottles of Pinot Noir into the evening. Why can't the Braves get a hit? I don't know. But anyway, Nola was doing his job. And I thought that, honestly, I thought Kyle Wright did a decent job as well. I thought Will Smith didn't do his job. Now, you know, Kyle did leave two guys on base, and he did inherit them. But unfortunately, any chance of getting back in this game, that went out the window.
Yeah, man. Kyle Wright, you said it, had a lot of things to say, including, you know, the way the game ended. He talked about that as well.
Yeah, it's just very frustrating to throw that well and, you know, to finish with, you know, walk and hit by pitch is, you know, tough.
Yeah, man. I mean, mentally, Kyle Wright has shown me he's got it. Anderson on the hill tonight. We trust Fried. Soroka's on his way back. No promises as to when that'll happen. And Charlie Morton's got to get his stuff together. You know, he's got to be more consistent. So at this point, if I told you Charlie Morton has a 5-plus ERA, you'd be like, really? That means he's giving up 5 or more runs every game. That's a problem. So we have to make sure that these starting pitchers that we're counting on, Mike, continue to throw the ball well. Tonight, we need another good start from Anderson.
Yeah, man. I know that Ozzie was struggling last night. Ozzie and then Dansby at the top of the lineup, a combined 1-for-8. Olsen did go 2-for-3. Unfortunately, there was, you know, just nobody to knock in. And I know that this team can hit. But look, there's still some good pitchers out there. The Phillies are a team which, you know, Aaron Nola, he has been one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball for a while. And he really showed it. Now, tonight, let's just get it done. I know the Marlins, they've got some young pitchers. This pitcher's no slouch either. I mean, he's not great, but he's not a pushover. So hopefully Anderson will be dialed in.
Meanwhile, the Warriors are back in the NBA Finals. This is Draymond Green talking about, you know, this is really special. This one is special.
This one is special because this is a group that no one thought would ever be back here. Steph Curry breaks his hand. We went 15 games 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know that you and I both, and I think everybody, Ryan McDonough, everyone we spoke with said, yeah, the Golden State was going to close him out. And it's funny, brother, I have to laugh, ha-ha, at the Luka lovers or the, you know, the Trey haters. All I read and all I heard this morning on TV, they've got to get Luka some help down there in Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did what he did his job. He went for 26. Luka went for 28, but nobody else did anything. And Luka was 3-for-13, by the way, from 3, 10 of 28 on the night. So it wasn't one of his better performances either. But, I get a kick, though, that a lot of folks go, yeah, they've got to – I saw on NBA TV, they've got to get Luka some help down there in Dallas.
Isn't that funny, Mike? I mean, we say that. Oh, Trey's not that good. Get Luka help. It's all love. I mean, you guys kill me with this. And I know some people here, as we said, we have to defend our star over and over and over. Which is
crazy. Right?
But, you know, we said the same thing, and people were like, well, maybe he's just not that good. Well, maybe Luka's just not that good. No, the answer is all of these superstars still need other guys around them. And that's what we've learned in this process. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't take anything away from either guy. Here's Draymond, though, Mike. He was asking the post game, who y'all think you're going to play? Is it going to be Boston or is it going to be the Heat?
Draymond. You're asking me who I want to play. I'm going to tell you who I think we're going to play. We're going to play Boston.
Okay. That's okay.
That's who we're going to play.
Okay. Okay. Shaq just says okay.
So, yeah, and we're going to find out if it is Boston. And the same thing, that it was so funny how everybody looked like they had three guys that could score and the Heat thought they had, but they're kind of like where we are now in this series against Boston. You've got, you know, you just don't know where you're getting the production from night in, night out, especially if, you know, since Jimmy Butler got hurt.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, you said it maybe a week or so ago. It would be. It's going to be a fun series if it is, in fact, Boston and the Warriors.
Hey, it's not the Celtics and Lakers, but, I mean, this is a team, even for the casual fan, you know the guys on Golden State, and you could only wonder if Klay Thompson was healthy, and Steph had been banged up a little bit, too, in the interim. You know, could this team have been, you know, a team that could have, you know, been in every championship game during this stretch? Obviously, they're back in it now.
No doubt, guys. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. We're coming back. When we do, we're going to let you hear from Arthur Smith. He's talking about our offensive line. He's also talking about Avery Williams. He's moving positions, and for some people, it's weird. Arthur Smith says, no, it's not that big of a deal. We'll let you hear him coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Oh, yeah. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. It is Memorial Day weekend. Mike, this is when the cookout starts.
Yes. Matter of fact, went to Cleaver and Cork today, and that's the sister butcher shop for our buddies at Buckhead Butcher Shop. They got two locations down here on the south side, one in Noonan and in Sharpsburg. And they did a little contest. And Squid, if you want to jump in on this, they had an idea, sort of a tailgate at home kind of contest, Carl, between the different chefs who work at the different butcher shops.
Yeah.
To come up with like a really cool side item. And our guy down here on the south side won with some crab cakes. So I took four crab cakes home today to be a little surf and turf with the ribeyes and the fillets tonight from the butcher shop.
That's very cool. The quality of meat at the Cork and Cleaver, there's one in Alpharetta as well now. There's soon to be one on Johnson's Ferry and East Cobb. So if you're curious about, you know, Mike and I always talking about Buckhead Butcher Shop, which we absolutely love. They're one of our biggest sponsors. They've been on board with our tailgate at home from the jump, but the they're sisters, and you know, brothers and sisters.
Cleaver and the Cork, baby. Yeah, so I think if you've been there, it's a great, great spot. Good wine selection, too. They carry the brew, too, on the south side.
All right, man. We've got more to get to here. About 15 minutes, we'll get into a full NFL blitz. There are a lot of things going on in and around the NFL. A lot of people still talking about the Colin Kaepernick workout. Again, don't know what's going to come out of that, if anything, but maybe it does open up a door for him. Meanwhile, Mike, Arthur Smith was talking about leadership. Now, where's it going to come from on this team? Usually it's been for the last, 14 years, Matt Ryan has been considered that, but we know we've gotten leadership on both sides of the ball. I'm willing to tell you Grady's a leader on the defensive side. You know, maybe some of these offensive linemen, guys like Jake that have been here, Mike, you know, is a leader, obviously, in his own right. But usually the quarterback has a role in this. And Arthur Smith was asked about trying to force that issue.
Yeah, you got to let it organically happen. You can't force it. It just become phony. Matt had his own style. In certain years, he may have done more or less. And most quarterbacks, they got to be themselves. Where you get in trouble is when guys go in there and somebody's told them, some guru has told them, you know, act like this. And it just, it's not authentic.
I love that he says guru like that, instead of guru. I love it. It makes me chuckle. But it's all about that. It's where you put the accent on which syllable. But, yeah, and if you missed the show yesterday, Carl and I were joking around whether you're a little league team or a football team in college or high school. Like that's, it's not like somebody just says, all right, guys, everybody bring it in. Take a knee. I have decided to make myself the captain. Thank you. I am your captain now. It's like, no.
Yeah, you can't. You vote. Can't do
I
that.
Mean, every team I was ever on, you voted for your team captain.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will do that when it comes time. I just think there's guys that are going to play well that are natural leaders that will evolve on this team. One other thing that has happened is this running backs room. I'm not going to say it's crowded. It's interesting. Mm. You know, we draft Algier, Mike Avery Williams, who does return kicks, by the way, has a chance now to help in the running back room. And how much is he going to be used? I don't know. Arthur Smith was asked about him changing positions.
Yeah, just a chance. He's a valuable position player, assuming that he can go win the return job again and build off some of the stuff, especially he did late in the year. We think there's a place for him. He helped us out in a jam last year, had to go in there and play inside in the slot and at the nickel spot for us. And that's a tribute to him and his football intelligence. And we think there's possibly a spot for him on offense. And it's not fair to him to keep moving it back and forth. And last year we brought him along, expecting him to be the returner. He was. He gave us more snaps than we anticipated because of injuries on defense. And he's a good team player. And so we thought as a staff, let's try him on offense and see what he can do.
Yeah, man, as you just laid it out, he was initially a corner / special teams. He was a Carlisle speed merchant from Boise State. But, little guy that can really go. So you can see what you can get something out of him. Maybe, I don't know, swing passes. Maybe he's a change of pace guy. Don't forget, we've got more guys, as Carl mentioned. Damian Williams was signed in the offseason. We've also got Tyler Algier, who you mentioned. And, of course, you got Cordarrelle Patterson. And then we also picked up Jeremy McNichols. So, and again, he's bounced around some squads, but most recently with Tennessee. So we got some dudes. Again, doesn't matter if the offensive line can't punch some holes, but I just like the fact they're thinking outside the box and just trying to maximize their roster.
Yeah, man, the running backs right now, you added Jeremy Nichols. Yeah, all those guys. I'm 1, 2, 3. Yeah. So is Patterson considered your starter?
Yeah, but I mean, all three. I mean, Patterson is the one guy that can run between the tackles. Williams and I would think McNichols guys, you think of guys, a combination of catch and run. Algier is the bowling ball you're going to run between the tackles. I mean, in a perfect world, Algier would be our thunder, and Cordarrelle Patterson would be thunder himself and lightning and can do everything inside and outside. I just love the idea of Patterson being lined up, all over the field. But, yeah, technically he is still the number one RB.
Yeah. If Tyler Algier, guys, can tote the rock and you can move Patterson around, okay, and then let's just say Algier becomes your number one back, now you've got a bunch of options because now – you're going to put Patterson out there, Mike, and I'm just, throwing this out there, but you got Drake London, you got to worry about, you got Kyle Pitts, and then you're going to put Patterson out there. You got to account for all those guys if we are able to run the ball. It's why it's such a big deal, man. I mean, we take it for granted. Like, last few years, we just haven't been able to be really good at it. So they draft a running back who they like his style of running. You've got a speed guy in Williams and McNichols out of the backfield who can also catch the ball, and then you add this guy in Avery Williams. It gives you a bunch of options. But if we can run the ball, Mike, how do you like Patterson and Pitts and Drake London out there? Now you go cover us.
Right. And this is what we're talking about, the mismatches. So then however you're going to use your personnel. And remember, this was also a conversation we had a couple of years ago with the Falcons with Matt Ryan. But the element that wasn't there was the rollout. The idea that you're going to put the quarterback in motion because he can, whether it's Mariota or if Ritter gets the shot. But now you're trying to create things where the defense, you're forcing a decision by the defense. And perhaps some mismatches, to your point. I just think Algier, he looks like a nastier version of what Allison was. I did think Allison would have had more of an impact. You and I kind of, we gave up. We threw up, I think we put up the white flag on Quadre Allison, right? But that's what Algier looks like, but even more nasty in between the tackles.
Yeah, man. I mean, I like what I've seen.
Like a poor man's Michael Turner.
Yes, and I hope he can be that. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear from Marcus Mariota. Mike and I have been talking a lot about him, what's going to happen with this, quarterback situation, and he was asked about early thoughts on Drake London.
No, it's been awesome. Again, young guy coming in here. He's got all the physical ability. And I think for us, as we continue to help him grow, I think our entire quarterback room just has to continue to help him mature and learn the system so he can go out there and play fast.
Okay. Play fast.
Fast and physical.
Yeah.
How about this? Fast and punishing. How about that? I don't know. I just don't want to go back. Well, it's not an alliteration. I just don't want to go back to anything from the TQ era, to be honest.
Nah, man. Marcus is going to help all these guys.
Bigger and badasser.
Yeah, I'm with that. Bigger, faster, stronger. Wait, isn't that a Kanye song?
It's also the Olympics, right? Higher, stronger, whatever. Yeah.
But I think Marcus is going to help these guys just because he's got a better hold on this offense than, you know, again, if Matt was here, I wouldn't necessarily be worried about any of this. But when you got a new guy quarterback, even though he knows the system and he's working with new guys, we'll see. I'm optimistic, maybe more so than others, about Marcus Mariota and what he's going to be. I just am. I mean, if he comes in here, Mike, and lays an egg, that's it. Like, where else is he going? This isn't the big second chance. Isn't this what he was waiting on?
Yeah, I mean, you knew that unless Carr really spit the bit, and let's be honest, Carr did better once Gruden was gone in Las Vegas. But I think that this is, hypothetically, he could recharge his career the way Ryan Tannehill did in Nashville, taking his job away with the Titans. I'm projecting my own vibe here. I really want to see Ritter be the guy out of the box. I know that's maybe a long shot. There's things he's got to work on, but I think the fan base wants to see Ritter. But like Mariota, if we're winning games, if we win six games with Mariota and he throw, I don't know. I never really considered that Mariota could win this job and we wouldn't be in the market for a quarterback either this year or next year, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean,
it would save us a lot of money.
It would save us
a lot of draft equity, too.
But there's two ways, though, Mike, I think you look at this, right? If he does win, then you're not in the quarterback market. But it also means that Ritter's probably sitting for another season. And that is
not the worst thing.
No.
So, I mean, I don't like it, but the big picture is D. Orlando Ledbetter pointed out it's not the worst scenario.
Yeah, he's more about having him prepared and ready to play than just throwing him into the fire. We want the newness.
Right.
So that's the difference between us and D and some of these other folks. Hey, man, hit us up. Let us know what you think. What are your thoughts on Marcus Mariota, by the way? Do you have any? How do you feel about it? Because as much as we've talked about, you know, Dez, which is Desmond Ritter, it's been more about him being drafted and getting an opportunity than it's been about Marcus is going to come in here and ball out. I've not talked to one guy, Mike, who's Marcus Mariota is going to ball out. I haven't seen that. Nobody's talking about that. And, guys, he could. He could come in here and have a really good year for us. 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always text the show. Coming up, we'll get to a full NFL blitz. There is a lot going on, including more about what's happening of various OTAs, Lamar Jackson's new deal. And also, we'll talk about this tryout or workout or whatever it was. Mike, was this a sham thing with Kaepernick?
Maybe a little PR for the Raiders, but maybe this guy gets a shot. We'll talk about it because if you look at the backups in the NFL, you could do a lot. You could do a lot worse than Colin Kaepernick.
It's Dukes and Bell on a Friday at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.